FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show we'll have reaction and interviews from the weekend's league game against Matlock Town, as well as the women's team derby clash with Manchester Stingers. But before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week's news with a date for your diary, as the club's Christmas party this year will be taking place at Broadhurst Park on Saturday the 21st of December after the game against Grantham Town, with tickets now priced at £10. After the game, the SMRE will host post-match drinks and snacks for all party ticket holders, then the main event starts at 6:30pm in the club function room. The evening will be hosted by a comedian and there'll be a Q&A session with the gaffer. There'll be suitably festive food, a United-themed Christmas quiz with some great prizes on offer, and a DJ to close the night out. Tickets are available via the club during office hours on 0161 769 2005. Whilst in other Christmas party related news, this year's FC Youth Party will also be taking place on Saturday the 21st of December, but before the home game with Grantham at 12 noon. The venue will be St Mary's Primary School and will be open to FC Junior members only. There'll be food and drink for the young ones, plus an entertainer, games, a visit from FC players and management, and of course the man in red will also be in attendance. To confirm your place, please email chrisb_fcum@yahoo.com. And finally for this week's news, the club over the weekend announced the signing of former Blackpool winger Finn Smith from Northwest Counties side Longridge Town. Here's manager Neil Reynolds with more.
You know, I have been actively trying to improve the squad over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, we've got our limitations on what we can do. You know, there's only a certain amount of shirts available, but I did promise the fans that if we brought people in, it wouldn't just be on ability, it'd be the right person for the dressing room. And we've watched a certain player three or four times now, a lad called Finlay Sinclair Smith, who's been playing his football at Longridge Town in the North West Counties. He's got a great pedigree. He was at Blackpool, lost his way slightly, went to Marine last season. Anyways, he's gone to Longridge and he's found his feet again. And we put 7-day notice in on Finn last week. Delighted to say that his father and Finn are both coming through to the ground tomorrow at 1:45. Hopefully to agree personal terms and get him signed for FC United and you know, integrate him into the squad. He's a fast, tricky winger. Will excite people. He's only small, 5'2", 5'3". But, you know, I believe that if we can get him enjoying his football again, he can go back to where he was and, you know, into league football.
Hi, Finn. Welcome to FC. When did you first find out about FC being interested in you?
About two weeks ago. I got told they were watching me. They've been watching me for about a year and a half now, and obviously they're really interested in me now because they're looking for a tricky winger, quick winger. What they haven't got such a quick winger like me, so you know, see if I can help the team produce some nice goals, get back up the league.
Can you tell us a little bit about your footballing background? I believe you were at Blackpool.
Yeah, I was at Blackpool for 4.5 years. Got my professional contract when I was 17. I had a few appearances, scored on my debut against Wigan. We were actually getting beat 1-0, and I came on and equalised. So that's the best moment of my career. So.
Okay, I mean, you mentioned you're quite a fast winger.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of crosses, or do you dribble into the box, or is it goal scoring?
Do you know what? Often to cut inside on my right foot. And then playing around the box or go onto my left and put some nice crosses in.
And you're excited about playing for FC?
Yeah, very excited. I've had a look around today. The setup's unbelievable. So it feels like it's getting... It's like, obviously, it's league football again. And I want to try and get back up there to professional again. So.
And then I believe you know a few of the lads already.
Yeah, Luke Griffiths, Paddy and Doyley. Really nice lads. So went into the changing rooms before and got introduced to all the lads. So good group of lads.
Cool. And you brought your dad down today just to do sort of the final contract bit. What's he thinking?
Yeah, his mum and dad are up there now, really happy. Waiting for him to kick on and see how I can do at FC United. So really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so
can't wait to get started.
New FC United winger Finn Smith there speaking with Tim on Saturday afternoon before the home match with Matlock Town. And it is that match that we turn to now, and to hear how FC United got on in this one, it's over to FC Live at Broadhurst Park.
So hello everybody and welcome to another FC Live, and you're joining us here at Broadhurst Park. Stato Paul is with me for this opening bit of the broadcast. Hello Paul.
Good afternoon.
So FC United against Matlock, it follows on last week's remarkable game against Lancaster. It's got to carry on, hasn't it?
Well, it's an interesting one, Matlock, for many reasons. They've played us away seven times and only won once. And that, of course, was the 5-1 at Barfold when we had the game stopped for half an hour for an ambulance on the pitch. So their record here is poor. If you look back to September, they were up in third. But since then, they had the goalkeeper banned for betting. And he's serving a four-month ban. And they've slipped away. They've... lost five of the last six games in the league, although they're still in the FA Trophy with us, so mixed bag really.
Yeah, they're playing Charlie next Saturday, where we're playing Kettering.
Might be a good time to play them, because they're obviously struggling at the moment in the league.
About their league form, and it's curious when you look at the goals for and goals against column.
Well, that's the other thing. We're second top scorers at 32, they're down on 19, and three of them are own goals. You know. But so we're the own goal this afternoon.
When it comes to their at the other end,
they are misers away from home. Yeah. They've had 13 goals in total in seven aways. So not a lot of entertainment in some of their aways, I would guess.
What you reckon that Neil will do this afternoon, to just go for it, or
I think he's got to take a leaf out of the game against Lancaster and look for the quick blitz, because this side doesn't score a lot of goals. So if we get our noses in front, it could be a very difficult afternoon for Matlock.
You mentioned the goalkeeper. There's a couple of players that I do know. I mean, Chip Chalaka's on the substitutes bench, but you've got Bailey Gooder there at the back.
Chalaka's 33 now, well-travelled striker. Very interestingly, they've got a Cameroon winger playing, Pitu Cruz, who scored twice last week, but the game got abandoned at Grantham.
Yeah, that was amazing, wasn't it? There were 2-1 up, yeah, as I understand, and Fogg. In the
61 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'll be bitterly disappointed that they couldn't win the game at Grantham last week, because it was there for the taking.
Yeah, absolutely. What other stats have you got for us today then, Paul?
I did mention they've lost five out of the last six. They've slipped to 13th now from being third. So, obviously, they're one of the clubs that we've overtaken. A win today for us could push us into fifth. It could do.
Radcliffe.
It's unlikely.
Radcliffe are in fifth at the moment, and Radcliffe this afternoon will be travelling to bottom of the table, Stafford Rangers.
Yeah.
The other thing we need to mention in the lead up to these games this weekend, been a lot of managerial changes over the last 10 days or so. A load of them, Roy. Does a new management bounce cancel out another club's new management bounce? Because
it could possibly counteract a managerial change and bounce and enthusiasm. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's down to the quality on the field and how they apply it. You know, it's either there or it isn't.
But we're looking upwards, not below us, where these managerial changes have happened.
And so we've also signed another player today.
Yes, and now you're going to test my knowledge, because I've forgotten the lad's name.
Finn Smith,
formerly Blackpool. Yeah. He's fell out of love with the game, got it back at Longbridge, and now he's
another winger.
And I described him on Red Rebel Radio, he's about 5 foot three, 5 foot four.
Yeah.
Skillful, fast. It's Carlos Rocker, isn't it?
He's been put on the rack. To build him up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he might be 5'8 by Christmas.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Just to add then, I mean, we could go in, it'd be good to finish off with a win, because we're not in league action now for a fortnight.
Yeah, and we've suffered a bit on league placings, because teams are catching us up. So we really need to get the 3 points on the board today, and then we can go back to the trophy in good heart.
I mean, Steve Kitchick is obviously a man with a lot of non-league knowledge. Matlock are a steady side this season. Sturda, they've scored 19 goals, conceded 18. How do you break that down, Roy?
Well, I think the concessions of the goals that they've actually let in, I think, is a telling point to how FC have to operate. You know, they need to put them on on the back foot, move the ball around, don't let them get settled, don't let them slide into a disciplined routine. They need to upset them with quick, fast movements of the ball and the player, and hopefully get in behind them. And I was talking, just prior to us coming on air to Renault, and in respects that, he's not changed a lot, but just mentioned that, over the last few weeks I felt that, diagonal ball was on a lot more, and he sort of took it on board. And
we've stumbled across something here. It's sort of like Boot Room or something, FCM TV Boot Room, where Roy gives his vast experience of football tactics to Neil an hour before kickoff live on YouTube. I think it could work.
Roy's rules.
As a concept, Roy's rules. Ooh. I like that. Oh, yes. Come on.
Well, hey. Let's call it teamwork, shall we? We all work for the same common.
I love that. Well done, Paul. Right, of course, I'll say that was my idea in 5 years' time. Okay? Right, anyway. Paul.
One thing I should mention, Adam Yates, who's playing today.
Yes.
He's been there 10 years. Clocked up nearly 500 games.
Captain, obviously.
Very much an experienced player at the back. And he'll be one that the likes of Tundy have to run ragged this afternoon.
Yes, you'll be surprised with the lineup. It's kind of like, is Donoghue going to feature? Is Ennis going to feature? It's Ennis who features today. And that's hardly surprising given the fact he scored two goals in 60 seconds last week.
I think he
should have scored a hat trick, really, shouldn't he?
I just feel that Ennis adds that little bit of
unpredictability.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and surprise, for the players that he plays against. It's up to the lads that play around him on the FC side, to get on board with him and understand, his strengths and basically, get the value from what he creates.
And we've also got Alex Curran's loan extended.
Yeah. It says January, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be when Stockport are in seventh in the playoffs and need him back. I think that's when it's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I suppose they can pull him back at any time, can't they?
But I think that's the likely. If you had a player out on loan at a lower division, you'd want him fit for the running, wouldn't you? If you're a club who's likely to be in that challenging positions.
Oh, definitely. But
you won't bring him back early, would you?
No, but the thing is, unless the rules are changed, don't they have a 90-day period of loan?
There is a limit to how long you can loan a player now.
So
I think we've reached it almost.
Will this not be his last?
This will be it.
Yeah,
I think.
So a decision might be made for us as regards keeping him. Where he'll have to return there.
Yeah,
and maybe that's where the wingers come in, of course.
Planning ahead, you see.
Yeah. No, I don't like it. Anyway, Paul, just before you go, anyone else coming out? Last thoughts to you before we hand over to the commentary team.
This is a game historically where the home side tends to get the better of it with Matlock. So let's hope that continues.
Stats don't lie, Paul. No. Stats don't lie. Paul, there joining us for this pre-match build-up. We do have a good commentary team this afternoon. One of those commentators is eating a chocolate brownie.
A lovely chocolate brownie as well.
Anyway, the teams are now coming out onto the pitch. So without further ado, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team. This is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And it's Roy Sewell. But first, it's a welcome return to James Quinn.
Danny Wallace, and he clears his lines. Good left footed long kick there. Curtis Jones doesn't quite get the header right. Doyle doesn't either. And it falls now for Poole with a real chance. And he takes it very well. And FC United, absolute comedy of errors. Both centre-backs had a chance to head it clear. Both missed their headers. The second one shaved off Doyle's head. And Thomas Poole, to be fair to him, had it was a one-on-one with the keeper, but he took it really well. Roy put it in the corner to the right of Belford, and Matlock into the lead.
Yeah, and it's really poor communication between Dodd and Doyle there in the end, that they both clashed with one another. The ball fell, to Thomas Poole's right foot. He sized Belford up and just plonked it straight in that far corner there with a really good strike. You know, it was poor defending and lack of communication, definitely.
Well, FC giving themselves a little hill to climb early in this game. And Dodd, Ennis is close by. Dodd's near post, but it's well cut out there. Second ball comes out to Griffiths, who shoots. It bobbles, rather.
Done it.
Oh, and it's Doyle. What about that? Well, Griffiths tried a shot. It bounced on the ground and came fortuitously to Doyle, who was in space, and he took it really well. Took it like a striker there, Doyle, and it's all level at 1-1.
It did. It was a missed strike from Griffiths initially, you know, from about 30 yards out. Went right through all the defensive line of Matlock, and there was Doyle on the back post. You know what? It's payback time, isn't it, for that poor mistake for the goal. It's even Stephen, and it's up to FC to grab the impetus now.
Well, it did seem to wake them up, that goal, though. And
two from two for Doyle now. Never scored for FC until 94th minute last week.
Well, Dodd, of course, has been the goal machine. Now Doyle aiming to rival him. Doyle with the header. Met, though, by a Matlock head. Doyle again, but he heads it straight to Dean. Dean spreads it out right-hand side. A good tackle from Dodd, but he can't quite complete it. A nice work here from Luke Hinsley. Threads it through. Marshall is onside. Oh, good work from Marshall. It's 2-1. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And FC United really, Roy, just all over the place at the back. And to be fair to both Poole and Hinsley, when they've had the opportunity, they've finished very, very adroitly.
Absolute quality finishing, but it's just lackadaisical defending. You know, FC, two players going for the ball in the first for the first goal. Another mistake here by giving the ball away, you know, getting caught in possession. It's they just need to keep the things simple, keep the game simple, stop trying to complicate things, and get back on a level with this Matlock team, because they will not concede that many goals.
25 and a half minutes gone here. Throw on the left hand side for Matlock. Griffiths trying to hustle Bramall there, but they keep possession now. It's Marshall, and good tackle from Aaron Morris there. There's a long ball forward. There's only Alabi to pursue it.
Cool.
And he will put his man under pressure, and he does well. Alabi one-on-one, real chance. Alabi, yes, and it's Matlock Town's turn to mess up at the back there. And Alabi did ever so well there. He pressurised his man. Bailey Gooder could have made the mistake and kept keeping his cool there. Howellabi took it into the box, kind of outmaneuvered the keeper really to create the gap that he needed and level the scoring 2-2. FC, you've got to build on this now. Roy, got to concentrate and not slip up again. It's 2-2.
It's a game of errors at this moment in time, James, to be honest, isn't it? I mean, great pressure from Tundu with what was really an escape ball for FC. Punted up the line there. He chased the defender down, got on top of him. His initial tackle for the ball didn't quite work out, but it off-balanced Jordan, where he couldn't get a second touch on it. The second touch came to Awolabi, and he was in on goals, ran across the front of the goalkeeper. Didn't fancy it, I can tell you now, on his left peg, because he is, you know, predominantly right-footed, but he slotted it into the net.
It was about composure, though, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. You know what all he had to do was move the ball towards the goal and it'd go in.
Good tackle from Morris. And Marwan, that falls very nicely for Potts. Now he's got Ennis outside him. He's got Alabi in front of him. Nice pass now. Ennis, can he get a ball in? Into the box now, Ennis. Well, he shoots, it would appear, and that was blocked, but it'd be a throw into FC.
Trying to get a corner, wasn't
it? He was trying to get something out of it, but Regan Linney made a great back post run that if Ennis could have had the confidence to use his left foot, could have been a real telling
Linney,
pass.
Linney there. Linney, nice work on the left foot.
Linney!
And Linney! He beat one, he beat two. But then Wallace, it was a pretty soft goal from Wallace's point of view, but great work from Linney. He just kept on going there. Got it onto his left foot. Shot it straight at the diving Wallace. And then Wallace, he would have expected to have done better, but good work from Linney.
Oh, it was great stuff. He attacked the defenders. One, two, and then on the third one, just cut inside onto his left peg and thumped a left foot drive. that the keeper did get his body to, but it snuck right under his body and into the goals. And who said that Matlock concede goals?
I don't know.
Bring him on. Bring him on.
I'll tell you this, Neil Reynolds, after both FC's last two goals, Neil Reynolds had pulled over his two defenders and ran a really close word with them, obviously about basically getting back to basics, maybe.
Yeah, it'd be down to the communication, you know, make sure we do things as we should be doing them.
Well, it's 3-2 to FC now. And we've played, half an hour. And that comes through there. Morris heads it. And Doyle with the clearance for FC United. It's picked up by Matlock. Linney picks up the ball. Plays it forward to Owolabi. Owolabi, can he? Owolabi with a great shot. His shirt is pulled. And Owolabi still has it. Oh, and there's a goal by Tunde Owolabi. He was fouled twice there. The referee, to his credit, played the advantage, and Owolabi kept his composure and slid the ball past Wallace. FC United 4, Matlock Town 2.
18 for the season.
All about game management, you feel now, for FC United. 4-2 up. They do not want to give themselves a tense last few minutes, as happened last Saturday. Doyle with the header. Finds Corran. Corran now. Owolabi again pursuing. Owolabi! Owolabi through the box. Owolabi for 5-2. Oh! Owolabi! A hat-trick. He blasted it. Hit the underside of the bar. And then and made a real bulge. And Tunde Owolabi with a hat-trick. Surely seals the deal for FC. 5-2.
Well, his second hat-trick for FC.
That was like his first goal he ever scored. Remember where he needlessly just levered
and,
it?
And it was, it's in the style of Gerd Müller, I would say, that finish.
And it did come off the underside of the bar, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. He levered it.
Oh, it came on the side of the bar, hit the floor, and then
hit the roof of the net.
The roof of the net, yeah.
It was that hard.
And there goes the final whistle after a pretty extraordinary encounter, really. FC United and Manchester conceding early on after two poor, not one but two poor headed clearances by Doyle and Jones. They equalised through Doyle, then gave another soft goal away. And then FC equalised again. Great goal from Owolabi, and then Regan Linney put FC in front after Wallace made probably his one mistake, really. Probably should have got the whole of his body instead of half his body through. And then FC weren't quite at it at the beginning of the second half following a 3-2 lead at half time, but then it was FC who got the better of the tie. And as the visitors had to throw men forward, Owolabi was ready on the break, and he did that twice to complete an excellent hat-trick and complete 19 goals for the season. Things gently, powerfully, not always evenly, but coming together for FC, Paul.
Yeah, I think there's always room for improvement, and I'm sure the manager will be looking at some of the defensive mistakes made. But going forward, FC have been formidable this afternoon. And just to put some perspective on this, we've scored 29 in the last 10 games. So, you know, goal scoring is certainly taking care of itself. And, of course, Owolabi is key to this, with 19 already. He scored 26 last season, I think, for Radcliffe. He's going to surpass that total, I think.
It's quite... What's happened with FC, because of the way the cup ties are falling on away fixtures, that FC are getting a nice run of home games. Is that help a side, do you think?
I think when you're in form, you do want to play at home. You certainly want to play your home games.
I mean, let's remember, it wasn't too long ago when FC United didn't like playing home games. We were dreadful, woeful at home. But you can't really say that anymore about FC United at Broadhurst Park.
And the other thing is that the goals are getting shared around the side.
And that seems remarkable to say when Tunde Owolabi scored a hat-trick, but that's true, isn't it? I mean, everyone's popping up with goals. And Doyle with another goal this afternoon from centre-back.
Linney's chipping in. Linney's getting close to double figures now. So, you know, you look around the side and you see goals all over the shop.
But FC edging up the table with 29 points now in seventh position as things stand.
Yeah, just to confirm the scores elsewhere, because it's been not too bad an afternoon for FC United, because most of the teams in and around the playoffs dropped points this afternoon. Buxton, the game's still going on, but Buxton won, Lancaster City won, South Shields and Warrington went head-to-head this afternoon. That game is still being played, but that is 1-1 at the moment. It has just finished at Basford United. Basford United 3-2 winners over Ashton United. And Stalybridge Celtic finish off the top five now. Stalybridge Celtic beating... Oh, it's still going on, actually. They're beating Whitby Town currently by 2-1. And Witton Albion currently sitting in sixth. They're 3-1 up currently against Grantham. And as you said, James, FC United now in seventh with a 5-2 win this afternoon. 2 points outside the playoffs now. But that goal difference is looking pretty healthy at the moment. Plus 10 compared to Stalybridge Celtic's plus 2.
FC United just 3 points off third and fourth, or no, beg your pardon, 3 points off Warrington in fourth, and 5 points off Basford in third, and just 6 points off Lancaster as things stand. To be wary of late goals in the games featuring the top two.
I was going to say, though, I mean, we're not playing in the league next week for obvious reasons with the FA Trophy. With the way the league is at the moment, Paul, with various teams having played a varying amount of games, it's good to have signed off this fortnight now with an emphatic victory.
And I think it's a very, very open division, this. Possibly Lancaster and South Shields are the rightfully the top two sides, but I think below them it's very, very open, and I think a lot of points are going to be traded in the next few weeks.
No, I go back to, you know, the predictions at the start of the season and that kind of thing. Everyone thinking it'd be South Shields, Basford and Warrington. But apart from Lancaster, the real dark horses, FC United to be that close to them at the moment as we come to the halfway stage, and the way we're increasing our confidence, the way we're playing, it bodes very well. And it'll be an interesting question for Neil about what his targets are now as we head towards Christmas and the new year.
Yes, I think that we're in form at the right time, and it's going to be interesting to see how we fare against Kettering next week, who are of course a division above us. But on this form, you've got to say that it's going to be Kettering that are going to be doing the worrying.
Well, Kettering were playing, they played Curzon on Monday night, and I know Neil saw it, and it was 0-0, and apparently it wasn't the best.
It wasn't a pretty sight.
I mean, I'd imagine they'll have someone watching this game today. I mean, what do you reckon the scouting report will say?
Well, I think they'll certainly have two men on Tundee, I would think, during the 90th. They'll have one man on him and one covering.
But then what do you do with the others?
Well,
I mean, Matlock were clever this afternoon. That's why they did well in the first half. They stopped Griffiths from playing that quarterback role, and they made sure that Doyle and Jones were pressurised into making mistakes. But it only worked for so long.
But ultimately, it's you stop one player and another player steps up. So, you know, we took a bit of time to unravel the offside trap. Once we unravelled it, they look very porous, Matlock. And I think if we play like this going forward next week, Kettering are going to be very much with a handful.
And we should say, we have got a series of home games, and even the away games aren't too far away from here, are they? So this period coming up now, we can really drive this home, can't we?
I think if you look at the games coming up, for instance, we've got Ashton away
on the 28th.
Who are not going places very much at the moment in the league.
They've changed the manager, but obviously, you know, Michael Clegg coming in there from Atherton Coles. I mean, a 3-2 defeat at Basford isn't that necessarily a bad result.
We've got Grantham at home this month. Again, not a team that we're going to be overly worried about.
Radcliffe on the first, of course. And
yeah, who we've already beaten.
Yeah, I was going to say Battle of Staten Park 2.
So, you know, you look at the games ahead, and if we carry on playing the way we are, you've got to fancy our chances of picking up points.
Well, Neil is now coming up the stairs as we're about to... are you all right to follow yourself, Paul?
Yeah, I'm going.
Thank you to Paul for joining us for this afternoon's broadcast as Neil joins us now.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, Neil. There was a time when this wasn't much of a fortress. That's changed, hasn't it?
Certainly has, James, it certainly has. We're playing with so much confidence and fluidity. We can't wait to get back here. You know, the goals are flowing. Everybody, exceptional. You know, some of the football, I just keep saying it, it must sound like a broken record, but some of the football was tantalising today. I mean, they've just played us superbly, but hard luck to Matlock. But I'm really proud of my boys today.
And is it about the players now playing with, as well, they've got the skills, but they're playing with clear heads, yeah, so they can express themselves?
Clear heads, clear instructions, relationships. And I said, I'll keep going back to this, you know, when we put them together in summer and it didn't go well for us first few games, I knew this was a talented bunch. You just have to watch them in training. They're so special. And, you know, for their manager who's been round the block to say how good we are, you know, that's such a huge compliment. And for us now, we can put the league to sleep for a couple of weeks and focus on Kettering now next week. And, you know, next week can't come quick enough for me. And I'm just hoping that I'm stood here from 7 days from now at the same time talking to you about being in the next round of the trophy, because that's our focus now.
Having said that, slightly comedy of errors at the start. Yeah. What was going on in the defence?
I don't know. I mean, we work on one attack, three drop off. We never talk about Adam Dodd coming across centre-half lines. And I think they just caught us napping. It was, you know, I can't stand here. And they've been immaculate all season. And I think that's Dodd's first mistake. And, you know, that it was. And then we got back into it. The second one, the line has admitted to slipping with his flag and then should have brought it back, and he didn't, so it's offside. But again, character. You know, I talk about character and attitude. This team has got it in abundance, James. You know, to go 2-0, 3-2, 4-2, and the goal, the fifth goal, well, wow. Nothing else to say.
Well, now, Regan Linney, I thought, it's obviously, you sort of, what a, across the board, but Regan Linney, some of his skill today, outstanding. He seems to play, thrives on confidence. Really.
He's playing with so much confidence. I mean, I know, I've had Reeks for years now. I know what the kid's capable of, and he's capable of more than this yet. You know, I think the world of him, and he loves it here. You know, he just really enjoying his football. You can see with his goal today, you can see with his movement. You know, the referee tackled him to bring him off, but, you know, good challenge, referee. I just hope he's all right for next week, but he is an exceptional talent.
How is he? Is he okay?
He's all right. He's all right. It was just one of them. It was just a precaution. He's fine. I'm sure he'll be on the dance floor with the rest of the boys tonight on their end of season trip to Glasgow.
Referee lucky to stay on the field, do you think, after
that
challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. I just said that to referee. You know, you get sent off for less, but unless it was in good humour. I thought the referee was good today. You know, linesman made a couple of mistakes, but he took it in humour when the fans give him a cheer. So, you know, all in all, really happy.
And you spoke of Alex Curran maybe coming back to fitness. Full 90 for him today. You're happy with the way he's looking?
I mean, it was hard for Al because it's a stop-start season where he's dropping out for the trophy, he's dropping out for the FA Cup, he's coming back, and he couldn't get a run of games. But you see how good he is when he does. And, you know, we're unable to play him in the trophy next week. And the kid's got exceptional talent. But the players around him as well, you know, they all complement each other. But it's nice to see him play back-to-back and get another 90 minutes under his belt. But, you know, if we would have had another sub, I probably would have took him off because he'd given everything he had in his tank. But, just delighted with some of the attacking, well, all of the attacking play today.
Excellent. So, looking ahead, next week, it'll be two training sessions. Will it be Tuesday, Thursday?
Oh, Tuesday will be hard. Tuesday will be really hard. You know, they're going to have to get this out of the system from this weekend in Glasgow. We're going to come in Wednesday. We're going to have a recovery session Wednesday, and then we're going to work on everything like we do on Thursday. So it's a big week for us.
You obviously saw, I think I'm right in saying this, you saw Kettering at Curzon.
Yeah.
Not the best of games, I wouldn't have thought, to try and assess what they're going to be bringing.
It wasn't a great game, to be honest. I mean, Curzon didn't really have a goal and Kettering didn't really have a goal. But what I do know about Kettering is they're very much a Conference North side that we played against last season. They're very strong, they're very organised, physical. That's what I came up against last season. You know, not a great deal amount of play. They've got top lads at the top end of the pitch that are quick. They'll be more physical than what we will do. But we've got to just be brave to move the ball that we do. And I think that if we do, we'll be in the game for large periods of next week's game. We've got to be switched on set pieces. But, you know, it's a home game. We're going into it with real momentum now, and, you know, just we can't wait for next Saturday. And, you know, the thought of going into the second round proper it makes me spine tingle, to be honest. So we've got a lot of work to do between now and then, but that's our aim.
Just to let you know, because you might not be aware of this, actually, I know you are, league's top goal scorers now.
Yeah.
Are we?
FC.
Yeah. That's amazing. And that's credit to the lads, and, you know, they're an exceptional side. And all I want to do here is put smiles on people's faces playing attacking, free-flowing football, and some of the football we're playing is... It's unstoppable. But listen, we're only in December. We've got a long way to go. We know what our objectives are. We've got to keep our feet grounded now. Like I said, go to sleep in the league for next week. Hope results go in our favour. And you know what? Let's go and pack out this place next week. The biggest play I've given, you know, and I know maybe the trophy games doesn't bring as many fans in. I am begging and pleading everybody, if you're listening to this, go and pack this out next week, because you know, when this atmosphere really starts, it started last week, amazing noise today, the lads thrive off it. So, you know, I know Christmas is coming, but come on, FC United fans, just turn up next week and we promise we'll put a performance on for you.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to FC Live there following his side's fantastic 5-2 win over Matlock Town on Saturday. As discussed, the Reds will be returning to Broadhurst Park this weekend with the home FA Trophy first round tie against Kettering Town. Kickoff on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. and it will be pay on the gate, £12 adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s. But if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday afternoon from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Women's team news now, and on Sunday, FC United returned to league action as the Reds hosted near neighbours Manchester Stingers. To hear how FC got on, it's over to Ben and Paul.
Hello everybody and welcome back to Women's Team Live. You join us here on a blustery, as you can hear in the background, a blustery Broadhurst Park. We're at the back of the main stand this afternoon for Women's Team action. It's FC United and Manchester hosting our friends from South Manchester, the Manchester Stingers. And joining me for this broadcast this afternoon, and it's a welcome return back to Women's Team Live. Stato Paul, everyone. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
It's very, very windy here this afternoon. We're going to apologise in advance because, as you can hear, blustery is an understatement. That's going to be a problem, I think.
It's going to be difficult for both sides, especially on the 3G, where it's slightly more exposed in the stadium and the bounce of the ball is going to be somewhat unpredictable at times when it comes out of the sky. But a very, very important game for FC's women.
Hugely important. Obviously, the last time you heard from us, it was the win against league leaders Tranmere Rovers, FC United back-to-back games against the league leaders, taking 4 points from that game. And obviously, we'd hope to take that into the next league game, which was last Sunday against West Didsbury and Charlton. But Frost, unfortunately, intervened. So this is the first time FC United have been back in action since that great win over Tranmere Rovers. And it'd be good to keep that momentum going now into as we head towards the Christmas break.
Yeah, we won 4-1 at Manchester Stingers in September. A pretty convincing performance, and we've had the better of the games with them. We won the County Cup final against them at Charlton 1 year. So history kind of suggests that, you know, we've done well against this side and we've got to keep it going.
5 games in hand FC United have got over Tranmere Rovers. The gap is 6 points. So as long as we win our games in hand, then it's not going to be a problem. But
It's in our hands.
But the old adage,
fixture congestion, yes, is always a worry.
You'd rather have the points on the board than the games in hand. That's key. But FC United got one more game after this one before that Christmas break. That's against Crewe Alex next weekend. Manchester Stingers head into this game currently sitting fourth in the league table. They're not completely out of it. They've got 4 games in hand over Tranmere Rovers and are 12 points back, so it's not beyond all realms possibility that Manchester Stingers could have a little push for the promotion place as well.
They might certainly have a say in the destination of the title, even if they don't win it. So it's going to be an interesting afternoon, but obviously the wind is going to be a big factor.
Yes, we saw the news as well. Speaking of Manchester Stingers, Beth Hayes has rejoined the club. Her registration hasn't gone through in time though for this game.
No, I mean, it's interesting that she was. It's not very often that you take a player from a club you're just about to play, so obviously Beth Hayes did very good things for us first time around, and hopefully she's fit and well and she can contribute this season.
And well, we're about to get underway here at Broadhurst Park. Cross comes in. Oh, it's a nice ball from O'Gara, and it gets to O'Keefe, and just like that, FC United have finally broken the deadlock here. It's been a hard slog, but on the hour mark, O'Gara there with the quality pinpoint ball to find O'Keefe, the substitute, and FC United have taken the lead, Paul, 1-0.
Well, that's real an impact substitution. O'Keefe found herself in space there on the far side of the box, rifled it in first time, terrific goal. Completely out of keeping with what we've had before.
We were saying in that first half, what's the coaching staff going to do to change things? 2 substitutions made, and it looks like the right move, Paul, has been achieved.
Yeah, credit to the coaching staff there for being brave enough at half time to make the change.
O'Keefe with a lovely ball there to Chambers. Oh, that is a great goal. And the substitute O'Keefe She scored a goal and she's just set up another there on 71 minutes. It was a great ball. And Chambers, just a second ago, she had a wonderful ball into the box to try and find Bailey. And in that instance, she was on the other end, the receiving end of a great ball and a fabulous finish. Nothing the goalkeeper could do. And with less than 20 minutes left, FC United make it 2-0. The substitution's paid off and it's more comfortable now.
Trademark Kirsty left foot strike.
And again, all credit to Cameron Hussein and the coaching staff. They made the changes and it's paid dividend in the second half. And 9 minutes of added time, 8 minutes of added time in the first half, was it? It was a lot.
It was, yeah.
And the sun has set, the floodlights have come on. It's
moon has set.
Heading towards quarter past four, ridiculous. But the point is, FC United have won this game 2-0. One game left before the Christmas break against Crewe Alex. It's been a tough game, this. FC United couldn't get any rhythm in the first half. We asked, you know, what could the coaching staff do to inject a bit of life into this game. Up steps Jordan Bailey and Amy O'Keefe, and they've made all the difference, really.
A very inspired change in the half-time has altered the balance of the game, and I think that FC ran out very worthy winners in the second half. They had most of the game, most of the territorial advantage, certainly goal attempts, and Amy O'Keefe broke the deadlock with a devastating finish and then set up Kirsty Chambers for a second, and the captain sealed the game really with that moment of clinical finishing. I don't think the Singers can go away and say that they were unlucky. I think they were beaten really by a second half performance from FC which was much better than the first.
And like we said, the first half, FC couldn't get going. I mean, there was lots of extenuating circumstances in a way. I mean, there was
the weather
was a real killer, really. And you know, we were saying FC and I didn't really have any ideas. They in that first half, it went a bit backwards, really, from what we saw against Tranmere.
It was disappointing.
But I think it's tough, isn't it, to be playing in them conditions and to get any form of good football out and to just come out of this with 3 points. Cameron Hussein's going to be happy with that, let's say.
It's certainly one of those afternoons where you say 3 points on the board, very welcome. We've closed the gap with Tranmere at the top, and sometimes it's more about the points than the performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to go now and warm up because it's been absolutely Baltic here this afternoon. But we thank you all for joining us here on Women's Team Live. Just to give you a sense of the league table, because Tranmere Rovers weren't in action this afternoon. 6 points was the gap, with FC United having 5 games in hand. FC United now have 4 games in hand, and the gap is just your 3 points. FC United will be travelling to Crewe, third place Crewe, next week, and then the winter break. So Cameron Hussein, get another 3 points, whatever the conditions, next week against Crewe, and then we can have a nice Christmas, and then we can then look towards the running.
And we send our best wishes to Emily Marsh, who looked like she's
absolutely
had a serious injury at the end.
Yes, absolutely. And but from everyone here, we've got to go now and warm up. Big thank you to Stato Paul for joining me here in the Arctic conditions of the balcony on the main stand. But it has finished FC United and Manchester 2, Manchester Stingers 0. And we'll see you all very soon. Bye bye.
Okay, here we come, saying FC United's women's team manager. It was a 2-0 win, but it wasn't really decided until the second half when you made the subs. You made them nice and early, and they were very, very well done.
Yeah, I thought the opposition came with a plan and they wanted to frustrate us, and they did a good job of it in the first half. But when we knew and we identified certain areas that we could improve on, and we knew the players who were coming in could kind of bring that into the game, and it was a success in the end, and it shows.
Yeah, I think they seemed a little bit upset with the first goal, but the referee had blown up before the ball had gone out of play, and we were attacking. It seemed like only right that we should get the throw in. They seemed quite static from the throw in. And it was pounced on by Amy. She slotted that one away nicely.
Yeah, I think football's a game of opinions, isn't it? Everyone's going to have their own, and it was at the referee's discretion, and he's decided it early, and we played to the referee's instructions. So for me, I think we did the right thing. But again, you're going to have opinions, and you're going to agree and disagree with other people.
It was nice seeing Amy back from her 2 weeks on the CrossFit like she does. Are we going to lose her again, or is she back with us a bit more permanent for the foreseeable?
I think he's a bit hit and miss at the moment, because she's got a placement with the professional women's team club, so it's one of them in terms of availability. I'll have to check with her and kind of get some concrete dates in, but hopefully I will see her a lot more often.
Because she's very positive when she goes forward, isn't she? And she uses her strength to her advantage, and you can see that with the way that she bossed it around when she came on in the second half. And also in the attacking mode, we had Jordan with a sylph-like appearance, and she sort of like nips in and out from people, but she puts her foot in as well. She gets the ball when she needs to.
Absolutely. I think both of them bring that amazing mentality of never give up and front foot and really in your face. And Jordan, well, as they say in football, pace kills, and it shows in that game where you haven't got a minute to yourself if you're a defender on the opposing side. And Amy's just an absolute leader, an absolute warrior in this team, and she's a rare asset. So she's very valued in the squad.
So we're another clean sheet, and that were for Chloe there. That was her 45th appearance, which puts her at the top of the pile now on for appearances in nets, and she really is another asset to the team.
Absolutely. Speaking to Rob, and he mentioned it, that she's had so many appearances for the club, and you don't get that without being such a great player, so consistent. Her attitude is amazing when it comes to training. It never drops. Even in matches, she's so confident, and she's grown with the club, and the club have grown with her, so it's nice to see that she's been rewarded with these appearances, and it's a real good landmark for her.
Yeah, another goal from Kirsty. We all said to her, well done, from the sidelines where we were. She said she shanked it a bit, but who cares, it went into the bottom corner, and we got a 2-0 victory, and that's exactly what we needed. So Crewe away next week.
Yeah, big test, last one before the Christmas break, so hopefully it'll be a positive win and we can really go into the Christmas break with some real momentum going into the new year, and finish off a really positive first half of the year.
Yeah, it's been good. We've just had the one draw so far as the league goes, and everything else has been working well. We just wait for the other cups to kick in, and then we can see if we can attack on all three fronts again. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We're going to go out to win every game, we've said this year, and we want to really dominate, and it's just taking one game at a time. And whether it's the league, the cups, we're always going to come with the same mentality, the same strong-willed attitude, and we'll see where it takes us.
Thanks very much. Come on, you say.
Thanks, Neil. And that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. You can hear this show on Mondays and Tuesdays at 12 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.